Blog Talk Radio.
In a Trial by Fire, read by the author Sherelle Omiika Pidiako Garth. I was in a trial by fire. I was in a trial by fire. It was the Western legal system versus the Kemetic, with Tahuti and Mayat as my judges. Against those who held grudges, they both played a role in the redeeming of my soul. Their spiritual initiation was what the people appreciated. What qualified them for this position was because they were so efficient. They were both beyond the swaying of emotion. They only revered dedication and devotion. The Western system cleverness was a factor. Just watching these would-be actors. The judges used meditation and prophetic skill against those who would attempt to use their will. After hearing the clever orator of Sebek, which the judges soon learned to reject, I knew I had been falsely accused. Somehow I felt betrayed and used. Tahuti and Maya were like Shadrach and Meshach, too bad to go. They were all my heroes, like over in the Exodus before the flames grew hot. Tahuti and Maat relinquished me right on the spot. Like Daniel over in the lion's den, Tahuti shut the lion's mouth so he would not sin. And over in Egypt, when Pharaoh sent in his men with a scheme and a plot, both Maat and Tahuti cast lot against their plots.
Alafia, greetings and hotep. Welcome to the Curator Read Room, now also called Oracle Readings by Omiika 7. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are getting back on our topic of Oracle Readings. Our sign says on the billboard that we are Oracle Readers. And that's what we are going to be doing today, ladies and gentlemen. I've been gone for a while. I'd like to say hello and Happy New Year to some of those who I have not seen at the beginning of this year. I like to say Habari Ghani. I like to say Kuzi Chajilia. If I miss you, doing Kwanzaa. This is Black History Month. So we want to come on as frequently as possible during this month. And I also told you I did want to do Moses again. But you could go out to my programs on demand, and you can find the Stand and Deliver by Harriet Tubman Moses. It is listed out there for those of you who want to hear it. And there is also the Martin Luther King speech as well. And Queen Nzinga. We have not did the Honorable Malcolm X yet, but we do plan to do that orientation rendition. I'd like to say once again thank you for joining me to Oracle's Read. And as you noticed, it says, according to the vendor people, the Africans, let's see here. Now, according to the vendor people, the Africans and the divination is based on symbols linked to natural forces, and we know what those are, and I'll tell you in a minute, those that rule the elements, such as the animals, the human being. The vendor people of Zimbabwe stated this, and they use animal bones, written tablets, or forces of nature, like the soothsayers call it, the rain, the fire, the wind, and the earth. This is something that the people of Zimbabwe said reflects in the ties of the link to the members of the family, such as the father, then the mother, the son, and then the daughter. They all are bearers of messages, ladies and gentlemen. Wouldn't you know it? You can do an oracle reading on your family to get the pulse of your family. Isn't that something near and dear to you that reflects something that you have concerns about? It's very vital that you understand oracle readings have to be done to give you a direction for your life. And because this is the beginning of the new year, I want to do more oracle readings and be true to my form and talk about some of the materials that I've been using, such as the art of divination, the practice from around the world of divination. And today we'll be talking about the vendor people. And I've talked to them with you several times before in the oracle readings, and each one of them varies good news or misfortune, unfortunately. Now, I want you to know that this is something simple and easy that you can do. Get a seat where you can be relaxed and you won't be disturbed, because I want your full attention on this, because this is not soothsayer. This is not High John the Conqueror. This is African tools. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't care if you are a Christian, I don't care if you're a Muslim or a Buddhist, you must have access to the trades and tools of your craft. These are tools of your African craft. Some of you might have had some exposure through African teachings from some of the chiefs or priestesses, but it's very vital that you have a glimpse into the future of your potential presence and for your family. And the reason I'm giving you this is to let you know you can do it on your own. And it's simple as preparing the materials to do the oracle reading, such as the Venda people does in Zimbabwe. And here is an example that I'd like to give you. You can do it two ways. There are two optional ways. One, that you will actually use the wooden carved wood or stones, or I'll add another one, three. Also, you can use paper. If you are going to design your oracle readings for every member of the family, you only want to duplicate the genders once. Once for the father, you encarve the name of the father, and there is an emblem that goes with it that I can't show you over the phone now, but there's an emblem. So for the sake of you not having an emblem, write the name father on it. Then there is a square piece of paper. We're going to work with paper instead of wood, and I'll tell you, if you use the wood, you have to carve in the images. And if you are writing the actual name and putting father on one slip of paper, the son on the other, and you want to put the word the, and the mother on the other, and finally the daughter on the other one. Now, this is something that you might want to do when you feel like that there's something heavy in your household and there's some complications going on. You can't seem to break through the bureaucracy, and you need to cut through the red tape to find out what's going on in your own household. It is very vital, ladies and gentlemen, that you might want to do this throughout the week periodically, where you actually perform a divination. And these will link to family members, and there are certain oracles that are connected to a single person name showing up, such as the mother, or the mother and the father's name showing up, or the daughter alone, the son alone, or the son and the daughter's name both showing up, or the father and the daughter, the son and the mother. There are several different combinations. Now, you are going to have to go out and get some material so that you can have access to divination reading. This is an old ancient one that I'm describing from you, from the Venda people, because it relates to the family. You get your four pieces of wood, if you're going to use a flat wood, or flat stones or pebbles, and you cut out the four pieces of the cardboard. I said paper, but you could use cardboard, and each about 2 inches square on one side. Only draw the following symbols. One will be the father's name, or the symbol would be like a letter T with two crosses on it at the top, and the son will be like a triangle, elongated, and the mother will be the shape of a D. And the daughter is two wavy, wiggly signs like water rippling. The father is rain. The father represents the water, the rain, the seed, the life of force. The mother represents the fertile earth, the home and protection. And the son is the fire, lighting instant passion. He comes with passion. The daughter is the air, the wind, the despot calmness of the situation. Now, number two, if possible, you want to go and sit outside on the ground somewhere, put your questions or your the questions you want to ask in front of you, or you can even visualize it, and say it out loud or say it silent. It's up to you. And number three, you want to take these four symbols in your hand, grasping them, squatting down, and concentrating on these symbols for a few seconds. If you're using wood or tablets or flat stones, you want to throw them on the ground, not up in the air. And if you're using the cardboard or piece of paper, you want to throw them up in the air. Okay? You have a dormant side and a live side. And the dormant side will be the side that has nothing on the back of it, and the live side will be the symbol of the mother, father, son, or daughter. Study the results as you get ready to do this. I want you to study them. The symbols that are hidden, as I told you, that are face down, are asleep, okay? And these are removed. Look at the text that after you made these wooden carvings or after you made these little cardboards. Okay, there's combinations and symbols for the single symbol that are open or faced up. Now, for example, the open symbol, rain and wind. This combination, now remember I told you that the Father was what? The rain and the water, the seed and the life. And the Mother was what? The earth, fertile earth and the home protection. The Son is fire, lightning, and instinct, passion. The Daughter is the air, the wind, and the desperate calm. Now, these are the combinations. Now, you can have a combination of the Father alone, and this tablet stands for the rain, water that fertilizes the earth, giving the power of life or creation, strength, power, and riches. It represents a nature protective wise man. Now, the Mother, this tablet stands for the nurturing, fertile earth, family life, and the home. It represents a mature woman or a woman who is expecting a child. The Sun, this tablet stands for the fire, enthusiasm, warmth, and energy. It represents a young man. The Daughter, this tablet stands for the air, wind, movement, and desperate, but also for charm. It represents a young girl, a young woman, or a child. Now, you can have the combination of the Father and the Mother, as I told you. And that is the water, the earth, the two primordial forces united and become fertile. They produce energy and offer their experiences to life. The Father and the Son represents the water and the fire. The two male energies are here, combined, generating steam and motivation. They drive you to do a lot, perhaps even too much. The Father and the Daughter represents the water and the air, combines the powerful energy of the Father and the lightness of the teenage girl. The Mother and the Son, in the combination, the fire and its energy must not burn the earth and exalt it, and the earth must not suffocate the fire of action. Then you have the Mother and the Daughter. Earth and air have joined together to produce a light, slight, pervilious atmosphere. Indeed, there is a lack of energy and motivation. The combination with the Sun and the Daughter. Since air fans fire, this combination demonstrates the spontaneous and enthusiasm of youth, but also its impatience, impetus, and lack of experience. The combination with the Father and the Mother and the Son. Disharmony, fire burns the earth and water overflows to extinguish the inferno. The Father, Mother, and the Daughter. The presence of air, the Daughter, in the combination creates instability and unrest or arguments. Then you have the Father, the Son, and the Daughter. Fanned by the wind. Fire makes the water boil, which warms and purifies in the air. The combination with the Mother, Son, and the Daughter, earth, air, and fire, Here is a dry, brittle combination. Then you have the father, the mother, the son, and the daughter. All four elements are gathered here. This represents perfect harmony with each element adding the other. In is the union of love and knowledge, of strength and wisdom. Then the all symbols are hidden. This is the final one. All symbols are hidden. Nothing is showing. This is where it's dormant. The draw expresses a lack of energy and motivation or envy. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I read those out for you. So from time to time, you can do your own divination and oracle reading for your family to get the direction of your family, which way it's going. And if you suspect that there is trouble coming or there has been trouble and you want to head it off at the path, this will give you a keen sense of what to do and how to alleviate it. This is Oracle's Readings. Once again, I'd like to say thank you so much for joining Omi Inca's Oracle's Readings. This is the Oracle Reading place where you can come and learn how to do your own Oracle Readings for your family and household. And from time to time, we'll be focusing and spotlighting on different methods like the ancient Egyptian method, for consulting oracle reading, where there's Isis, Horus, Heru, and Ptah, Froth, and you probably know quite a few of them. And then there is also other methods of reading interpretations. And it's very vital that everyone in the family understands that this is one of our tools that we're taking out of our cosmic record of the African descendant. Now, it is our stuff. It is our material. We have every right to read and to use those oracles. And there are a number of different numerology readings that are being done every day. And we hear about all of the various different psychics that are out there. And I say we all have a capability of being psychic when it comes to reading the energy of our loved ones. Now, I didn't say for everyone else, but you should know what's going on in your love life, in your family, and with your children. And there's also the tarot cards for reading, doing the readings of the tarot cards. And I'm not recommending any of these over one over the other. I thought the one that I introduced you to today would be applicable for the family, and I wanted you to know that that is the one that I rely upon for the family. And I like to use that one because it exemplifies the four cardinal directions. And as you know, we do the four cardinal directions in here. So I want to stop now and give homage to the four cardinal directions. Now, even though I may have been a profound student of the Buddhist hood, I want you to know that doesn't make me discontinue being an African. I'm an African first. And we have cosmic tools that we've thrown away. And the Japanese have not actually introduced us to our tools and our skills. We must find them on our own because they're not going to open them up and show us what our tools and our skills are because they are busy perpetuating their own customs and traditions. And we don't just have a heritage. This is Black History Month. You must know that if you want to study Black history, you study Buddhism too because that is our history. And if you didn't know it, Shakyamuni was a Black man who created the African form of Buddhism. And because it has history to it, I study it because I figure that all forms of history belongs to us as Africans because before there ever was anything, there was an African who was giving us history, Black history. So I want you to understand that we don't shut the door to our customs and our tradition, and we don't become something that we're not, like a Japanese or a Chinese, and use their customs and forget our own. We must continue to use our Yoruba customs and our tradition. We must continue to understand that there's a greater force greater than us and that there was something that came to this universe that created the universe. It wasn't just a Big Bang theory. So we always have to acknowledge our higher self and the God that created the universe. As we know the African story, that the chicken was sent down to look at the primordial earth to see if it was solidified. And there's stories in our Akashic records for the African that we must know. We cannot abandon our tradition. And this is a part of our traditions, oracle reading. I will not abandon it because it belongs to us. And it was very, very useful in the days when our African forefathers were using them for direction. As we know, every day our weatherman has to manipulate the four cardinal directions, the rain, fire, and the earth. And he has to look at where these forces of nature are coming from. So we're using those tools every day. And Africans, we have just really lost our mind. We have come away from everything that belongs to us, and we've let feeble-minded people tell us not to engage in our tools and in our tactics that we've had and we were given by Mother Nature. And we've walked away from them and called them fetish. And I want to tell you today, quit calling your tools fetish and start manipulating them and understanding them, because these tools can be good for the household just as well as for your future. Now let me take some time before libation and acknowledge my higher self and to acknowledge our ancestors. I like to pour libations to Oladulamare, who is the highest force. I like to pour the libation to my mother spirit, Yamingye. I like to pour a libation to my father spirit, Obatala. I like to pour libations to the east, and then to the west, and then to the north, and then to the south. And I say, as we pour these libations today, may our ancestors find their way through the middle passage, and if they're stuck in the miry clay, may they find their way home today, and may they reconnect themselves to the greater circle, that we might be united, not on account of Black History Month, because it is necessary for us to bring those ones who have made their transition on the other side back into the family and reconnect them to the greater circle. And it's very vital that we should remember the dead. It is up to the living to stay in touch with the dead. And that is our motto, and that is our saying. We must remember that the Africans also had an African belief system, that we would always remember two things, that at the end of the day, the question was to be or not to be African. And that is the question. So, being an oracle reader, you are just practicing your African nature, and your African nature is for you to be able to know what signs and times it is. Now, I want to remind you, we also do have a pledge, and that particular pledge is allegiance to the flag of the UNIA. I like to recite that here today since it's Black History Month. Here's to the flag of mine, the red, black, and green. Hopes in its future bright, Africa has seen. Here's to the red of it, great nations shall know of it in time to come. Red blood shall flow of it, historians shall write of it, great flag of mine. Here's to the black of it, 400 million back of it, whose destiny depend on it, the red, black, and green of it. Old flag of mine. Here's to the green of it. Young men shall dream of it. Face shot and shelled of it. Maidens shall sing of it, waving so high. Here's to the whole of it. Colors brought and pole of it. Pleased is my soul with it, regardless of what has been told of it. Now thanks to God for giving it this great flag of mine. And that was written by the UNIA, ladies and gentlemen. And I like to say for the record, ladies and gentlemen, we have not died and went to heaven. Some of us are still on the other side. And because those of you Christians who are still waiting for Jesus to return or Elijah to return, according to your very scriptures, Elijah has already returned for this generation. And they asked the disciples, when will we know when the end comes, Master? He said, not until Elijah has come, and he's come to set the record straight. Well, Elijah has already been here to set the record straight in many generations before. Yet, we are still on this side of the plane. So the world has not come to an end yet, so we must go on living. And in order for us to go on living, we must know the signs of time. We must know how to study as well as watch and pray. We must study also to show ourselves approval. And we must also understand the signs of time. And some of us actually are having dreams now. We're having dreams, and these are also oracles that we could read. As you know, there was one who was given the keys of the kingdom, and he got over the grain house because he could interpret the dreams, Joseph. Out of the book came Joseph, who was able to interpret the dreams. He was a dream interpreter, and he was one of those who read oracles, and the king needed to have his dream interpreted. It just so happened that Joseph was trained well enough to interpret the parallels of the dream. Now, if you're having dreams and you need to have an understanding of them, I say you should meditate to get an interpretation of your dreams. And don't just go on having the same dream over and over again thinking it doesn't mean anything. Dreams mean things. And as you know, I've had a dream weaver on my show to talk to us about the nature of dreams and why it's so vital that we use them for oracle readings. Why do you think it's necessary to have oracle readings? Why? Can you be a barrier, a messenger of truth in your family? Can you be a barrier, a messenger in your family? I want to give that phone number out again, and that is 646-478-0270. If you're out there in the audience and you'd like to call in with questions of oracle readings and with questions of why is it necessary to use divination in your family? Why do you need to know in advance what's going on or what's about to happen? A foresight of what will happen in your life can give you a time to make preparation or to avoid those incidents that you're about to run head on into. It's very vital that Africans understand that this is our tool and you must practice your craft or you will lose it. It's very vital that you should take more time to spend time understanding which Africans did what. Was it the ancient Egyptians who only did oracle readings? Or was it vendor people alone? And did we have anybody else that was doing the oracle readings out there? Well, as you know, there's numerology reading. And there is quite a few other people who also look at the stars. As we know, the zodiac signs are also a way of reading the actual times and the nature and what days of the week you're born on, the times that you're born. And I want you to understand that we have to have a way of interpreting our dreams just as well as we have to have a way of interpreting the signs and the times. And the Brazilian divination is one that has also been used, and the Santeria of the Kari shells. Those are the most extensive readings is the Kari shell from the Santeria. And we won't be reporting on that because they're very extensive. I'm just giving you something on the surface because, as you know, the Babalawos who give these divinations, they usually ask for an eyeball. However, I'm giving you something on the surface that is like a something you can do on your own without having to do the eyeball with it. Now, you know, these divinations without sacrifice can be very, very important because you have to remember your sacrifice has to be made. Now, numerology, how many of you are familiar with interpreting numerology, adding up the numbers in your name, adding up, calculating the birth year? And if you, I'm a perfect seventh. When you take my birthday and you add it with the actual month, and it gives me a perfect seven. So I'm constantly getting questions from various different numerologists, did you know you was a perfect seven? and meaning completion. And at the same time, we have to understand what numbers mean. How do they change our lives? And how can they enhance our lives? And is there something in the symbolicness of numerology? Now, the Hindus and Chinese and the Egyptians and Hebrews and Greeks, they all of these people have used the symbols of numbers. They built temples and acquired knowledge of sacred things through the numerology. In the course of the centuries, the numbers lost their symbols as we went on, and in favor of the pure mathematics, that's what replaced numerology, the pure mathematics. Then in the early 20s, the century numerology reappeared. That's when they came back in the 20s as a means of studying personalities. So numerology is used to study your personality. The three women originally from the West Coast of the United States were the source of some simple, effective methods. And they use these to study your personality, to predict what category you fit in and what you might do. Sort of like people say, well, what's your zodiac sign? You know, I'll see if you're compatible with me. Well, actually, you can be compatible with your neighboring signs or those that are adjacent to you. But those are something that you can also study. And we won't be going into the zodiac signs today at all. And I want you to understand that it's very vital that you should understand that today that we talked about primarily was talking about one of our old ancient people and consulting the oracles of Zenda people. They come out of Africa. They were the Zimbabwe people who used the animal bones, and they threw the wood and the tabas, and they used flat stones for forecasting the future. And forecasting the future is not something new, ladies and gentlemen. It's been done for a while. And as you know, we've been looking at California for a while, looking at the ocean, the continent slipping into the ocean. So these are four sites that will give us the alarming direction to make some changes before a catastrophic accident happens. So mothers and fathers can look at the readings on these different contexts of wood and determine if there's something in the family that they must get a hold of or must make a change in. It's very vital that we have a better hold on our family than anything else. So I don't think it's soothsayers. I don't think it's Hydra and the Conqueror. And I don't think it's Antichrist for you to use these things and methods for helping you to understand the forecast on your life. Now, even the president wants to know the forecast on his life in the cabinet while he is serving his time. What can he expect? And sometimes they may have to consult experts on the topics of various different issues. And what you're becoming is an expert in reading your own family oracles. And that's all I'm telling you today. As our sign reads on our room is oracle readings with Omega 7. Yes, you will be doing some oracle readings in here, and you can use some of this material. What you can use, apply it to your life. What you don't need to do or use, just take it and file it away for resource material. And there is a lot of information out there, ladies and gentlemen. Information is plentiful, and now is the time to decipher our information, and now is the time to understand your culture. It's a shame that more people outside of our culture know about who we are and about what we once were and about our traditions than we do. We don't even know our own stuff. If somebody came and told us that the Venda people, Zimbabwe people were African, most of us would not even know that that was African. A lot of us would be confused, and we would think that that is fetish. That is Hydra and the Conqueror. That is voodoo. I want to stay away from that. That is Antichrist. That is something that is metaphysics. I don't want anything to do with it because it will hurt my Christianity or will come against Christ. Christ was a metaphysics. I want you to know that. Every miracle or healing that he performed, he had to use a metaphysics process in order to complete that particular miracle. He did not do any miracles without metaphysics. He studied with the ancients to learn metaphysics. So don't be afraid and think that this is against Christ's teaching. This is actually for Christ's teaching. We have been confused on a lot of things, and we have totally been confused about the miracles that Jesus has performed. We don't realize that Jesus had to go somewhere and learn his craft. He went to Africa for many, many years, for goodness sakes, to learn his crafts of how to get the fish to commit suicide, to jump into the net. They didn't just jump into the net because it was a thing to do. He performed some type of sorcerer to make something happen through an oracle, through an actual word of power. He used his metaphysics ability. And ladies and gentlemen, you shouldn't be going into the courtroom without getting any foresight as to what is about to happen or giving you some instructions of how to handle yourself. You should consult the oracles. You should understand that most legal attires go into metaphysics, and they go in with various different metaphysicists that can give them a look into the future of how cases are going to turn out just as well. That's right. Everyone's using your materials but you, because you're so busy shying away, saying that this is dormant material, this is fetish material, this material will kill me, this is voodoo, this is bad. See, when someone tells you that, that's all you need to know, then you demonize the whole subject and you don't do any further research. But I want you to do more research. I want you to find out more about oracle readings. That's what this room says, oracle readings. So when you come in this room, we're going to tell you how to have a glimpse into the future of your life, how to make preparation. Just as you know, I touched on this topic for transitioning women who are thriving after a divorce and having a chance to look at the oracle readings to get a direction for their life as they start over again. Everyone needs a new direction for their life as they start over, and there's no sin to consult the oracles to get a direction and a glimpse into the future for your life. I want you to understand that the things that I'm telling you are the things that can best help you in your life, and they can also help you with your children, so you and your children will know which way you're going. Now, I didn't talk about the 10 colors. There's also a color chart. You can consult the oracles through a color chart, and that is a very, very vibrant method as well, which I won't have time to get into, but all of the colors on the rainbow are there, yellow, blue, red, and green, orange, purple. All of these colors represent something. And then we have the Zulu divination, and they use the shells and the nuts and the grains and corn and stones, or they have just, they throw these and they use them. And the Zulus are the most sophisticated Africans in the land of Zulu with the people of the sky. It is the witch doctor that they talk about, and they call him the soothsayer, usually a woman who interprets the signs and the ornaments. Traditionally, the numbers have a primordial importance, and every one of them, up to 1 million, has a meaning. So the Zulu deals in the divination that way. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there and you'd like to call in for consulting the oracles, that would be great. Give us a call. And please do come back on demand and listen to our show. We'll be bringing an expert in the future. This is Black History Month. I hope that all of you are celebrating Black History Month and that you're doing something to enhance your education, because there's been a lot of miseducation of the Negro, and we want to overthrow that. And we want to inform our African-American that we're first African-American. I don't care if you become Buddha, but you're first African-American, and you got to do Buddhism African style. And you have got to incorporate your traditions and customs within your Buddhist teaching. Don't let someone make you believe the hype that you died and become a Japanese or Chinese. You are still African, and you must do things in African style. And you must understand that there's no harm in studying what the Buddha taught and the path that he was on. Be on a path like the Buddha so you can let the Buddhahood rise up in you. But you must remember your African gods and your African traditions and your orishas. You must remember that they existed long before the Buddha came here. And you must understand that all these things I'm telling you today is to help you to become more of an African. The question here today is to be or to not to be an African. That is the question. And I want you to understand that. Now, one of the things that we talked about, that today is Black History Month. I'm going to give you a little rendition of Give Me That Old African Spirit and the form that the ancients were singing. Give me that old African spirit. Give me that old African spirit. Give me that old African spirit. It's good enough for me. It was good for our ancestors. It was good for our ancestors. It was good for our ancestors. It's good enough for me. It was good for Marcus Garvey. It was good for Pharaoh Moses. It was good for Queen Zinga. It's good enough for me. It was good for Harriet Tubman. It was good for Malcolm X. It was good for Nefertiti. It's good enough for me. It was good for Marcus Delaney. It was good for Gloria Washington. It was good for David Walker. It's good enough for me. It was good for Shaka Grant. It was good for Bobby Wright. It was good for Malcolm X. It's good enough for me. Give me that old African spirit. Give me that old African spirit. Give me that old African spirit. It's good enough for me. Give me that old African spirit. Give me that old African spirit. Give me that old African spirit. It's good enough for me. Go up and sing the song. Go down, Moses, way up in Canaan land. Tell old Pharaoh to bring your people home. We were now in this old foreign land. Bring our people home. Oppressed so hard, we hardly could stand. Bring our people home. We left our land against our will. Bring our people home. We count the days of years until. Bring our people home. One day, Kimmy will be returned. Bring your people home. Until that day, our hearts to yearn. Bring our people home. When you unite with pen in hand. Bring our people home. There'll be joy throughout Kimmy land when they bring our people home. Give me that old time spirit. Give me that old time spirit. Give me that old time spirit. Well, it's good enough for me. Now, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes you need to sing those songs or hum those songs to your children to reconnect them back to the African ancient concepts and to our tradition. And I want you to remember that Black History Month is not just the month that we just read or learn.